This is WSKG News. A community of Muslims in the Southern Tier is relieved now that a Tennessee man who was plotting to attack them has been found guilty on 4 federal charges. As WSKG's Brett Jaspers tells us, the residents of Islamburg spoke out Tuesday after returning from the trial.
Last week, Robert Doggart of Tennessee was convicted of planning an armed attack against the small Muslim community of Islamburg. Located in Delaware County, New York, it's part of the national group Muslims of America. Doggart's convictions include soliciting another person to commit arson in 2015. Hussein Adams is the chief executive of Muslims of America. In Binghamton Tuesday, he said no one expected a guilty verdict on all 4 of the charges.
But it's proof that there's power in we the people, you know, and we have rights and will not sit idle.
Indeed, the group's lawyer, Tahara H. Clark, said they'll go forward with civil cases against Doggart and at least one of the people he communicated with about the plot. She said they'd also consider suing the cable channel Fox News. Doggart's defense team said he'd been influenced by a false story on Fox.
Everybody is now quite focused on fake news, but the Muslims of America has been dealing with the issue of fake news for over a decade. And as is evidenced from the Robert Doggart case, you cannot take it lightly because it can put innocent lives at stake.
Doggart's sentencing on the criminal charges is May 31st. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.